Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball, it continues here tonight on a KNZA. Again, if you're just joining us, we're at Perry LeCompton tonight. Cause hosting Jefferson at County North. Girls game, it was all Perry LeCompton. They led it wire to wire, winning it 52-36. And our player of the game was Macy Corcoran, leading the Cause in all scores with 19 in the game. And all year long, the end of both games on our broadcast, our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So again, Perry LeCompton's Macy Corcoran, 19 points, caused just 2 wins all of last season. They start the 25-26 campaign 1-0. Good chunk of that help from the junior Macy Corcoran, who had 19 in the win against the Chargers. Well, now we get set for the boys game here tonight. And this is a Perry LeCompton team that is beginning this season without arguably their best player, and that is Ronnie Baker, who suffered an injury during the football season. And according to head coach, at least conversations with Matt Simmons, it appears that Ronnie more than likely out for the season. But that is a big loss for this Perry LeCompton team that is replacing a heavy senior class, which included Eli Dean, Aiden Graves, Colton Kniper. Again, a Perry LeCompton team last year that was one game away from the Class 3A state tournament, but they lost by 3 to Bishop Ward in the sub-state title game in Hiawatha. 56-36 was that final score. But Perry LeCompton, again, fifth year for Matt Simmons as head coach. He has gotten this team to a state tournament. They went 19-5 in the 22-23 campaign, but they lost in the first round of the state tournament to Southeast of Saline. But ever since this Perry LeCompton program was taken over by Matt Simmons, his first year they won 10 games, and then 19, 14, and 12 and now entering year five, and will be without their, arguably again, their best player in Ronnie Baker, who was second team all league last season, 11 points, 4 rebounds a game, but he will be out for the foreseeable future here for Matt Simmons and Perry LeCompton. Corey Knoll is the head coach of Jefferson County North, entering his fourth season. They struggled to touch last year. They were 4-17, just 3-10 in league play. They were bounced in the first round of the sub-state tournament, losing to Wabunsee 52-45. It was a JCN team. They played much better in the second half of the season. They started last season 0-9 before getting their first win of the year. They beat Atchison County twice and also had victories late in the year against Jackson Heights and Oskaloosa. But again, a team that returns quite a bit of youth and a good chunk of talent from that team a year ago. Again, Jefferson County North under head coach Corey Knoll. Year four at the helm, he has compiled a 34-33 record in his first three seasons. And then mentioning a moment ago, Matt Simmons, year five for Perry LeCompton. But again, they will have all five new starters, Will Perry LeCompton, as they enter this 25-26 campaign. Our boys' game is on tap. It's Perry LeCompton hosting Jefferson County North. We line it up for the national anthem. We get patriotic with you, and then we come back and get you the starting lineups and the tip-off. Our boys' game coming up next. It's Perry LeCompton and JCN, and we're back in 2 minutes on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Apologize for the brief break there. A moment of silence here at Perry LeCompton High School, getting set for the boys' game here tonight, hosting Jefferson County North. Again, the Perry LeCompton girls victorious wire-to-wire in the first game tonight, 52-36, and now we get the boys' game, and we dive right into it. Let's go. Starting lineups here, Perry LeCompton hosting Jefferson County North, and we start with the road team per usual, and that is Corey Knoll's team, fourth year at the helm, head coach of the Chargers of Jefferson County North, Brody Van Dyke, Will Elias, Chance Jenkins, Isaac Laird, and Chris Knoll. By the way, Isaac Laird, a first-year starter, he is listed at 6'8", and looking to make a massive jump from his junior year to his senior campaign. A lot of expectations for him and this lineup in general under fourth-year head coach Corey Knoll. So, again, it's Brody Van Dyke, it's Will Elias, Chance Jenkins, Isaac Laird, and Chris Knoll. For Perry LeCompton, fifth-year head coach Matt Simmons, five new starters on the floor compared to last season. So certainly a different look. And without Ronnie Baker out for the season after suffering an injury during the football campaign. Dayton Tucker is a 6'1 senior. Colby Krein is a 5'8 senior. Houston Hobbiger is a 6'3 junior. Caden Baker down low, he is a 6'5 junior. And then Easton Graves in the backcourt, a 5'11 junior guard. So again, for Matt Simmons and Perry LeCompton, Dayton Tucker, Colby Krein, Houston Hobbiger, Caden Baker, and then Easton Graves as well. Important opener for both these teams when you look at the pre-holiday break schedule, starting with JCN. Their next game on Friday night, they'll have their home opener, but that's against Rock Creek. That is a very strong test after tonight when they host Rock Creek on Friday night. Perry LeCompton, they go right into Big East League play on Friday night. They're right back here at home taking on Silver Lake, and then they'll get a couple more Northeast Kansas League opponents going into the holiday break. They got Horton and Oskaloosa on tap back-to-back once they play Silver Lake coming up on Friday. Road green uniforms top to bottom. Jeff North across the chest. White numerals and lettering trimmed in black here for JCN. The home white uniform tops and shorts for Perry LeCompton. They got the blue numerals and letterings. They got cause across the front with the blue numerals and lettering trimmed out in black. MJ in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Excited to bring you our second of the doubleheader. It'll be Isaac Laird to jump here for JCN. And on the other side of it, Houston Hobbiger, the 6'3 junior here for Perry LeCompton. So again, Isaac Laird listed at 6'8", and it is a noticeable difference jumping against 6'3 Houston Hobbiger. So here is the jump ball. The boys' game is up and underway. Perry LeCompton from right to left in the home white uniforms and the first possession here of tonight's game. Man-to-man defense here for Jefferson County North. Left side it goes, Dayton Tucker. Hobbiger working on Laird, using the strength, gets inside, kicks it out into the corner. This is Easton Graves. Works to the right elbow, little scoop shot with the right hand. Finesse finish. Easton Graves, and he's got the cause on the board. 2-0, 25 seconds into the game. Now a pass up 4-2 Laird, and his size at 6'8". That was noticeable. Easy finish for Isaac Laird, and both teams capitalizing on their opening possession. A 2-2 tie, 40 seconds in. Stepping into a rhythm three from the right wing is Hobbiger, missing, and now a scrum for the rebound here near side, and it should be a tie-up on the play. It is, and the possession arrow is going to give it to the Chargers. So a bucket by Easton Graves, and a bucket by Isaac Laird, and JCN Perry LeCompton, a 2-2 tie at 45 seconds into the first quarter. Now Perry coming at it with a full court press here. JCN middle of the floor with Charger quarterback Will Elias. So good last couple of years on the gridiron for this Chargers team. And now back here on the hardwood. Laird inside. Good kick. Elias thought about a three. And now they get it back on the perimeter. Here's Elias. This time he'll tee one up from the right wing. And he is well short out of bounds. And it's going back to Perry LeCompton. Elias hesitated on the first open look. He did not hesitate on the second look. And the second look well short out of bounds. 2-2 tie here, just a minute plus gone by here in this opening quarter. Here's Graves, beautiful pass inside, a little drive and kick, and a bucket by Caden Baker. Graves with the assist, the bucket by Caden Baker. 4-2, Perry LeCompton, 90 seconds into the game. And it's a 10 count, a turnover forced by Perry LeCompton. That three-force court press, and JCN just unaware of the 10 count. And fourth-year head coach Corey Knoll letting his team know, hey, we got a certain amount of time to get it across the midcourt line. 4-2 Perry LeCompton, and they force the turnover. Here is Easton Graves. Looking back at his head coach Matt Simmons with the play call. 2-3 zone right now here for Jefferson County North. Here is Dayton Tucker, one dribble, back to the right side with Krein. He'll fire, missing a three. It was halfway down and out. Rebound for Will Elias. He had it knocked away. He hits the floor. And he's going to be called for a travel. Pressure in the full court right now for Perry LeCompton. It's showing. back-to-back turnovers against the Chargers, and the Cavs get it back with a 4-2 lead. Not quite 2 minutes into this first 8 minutes. Graves into the corner. Tucker left wide open for three. It's good. Dayton Tucker, a downtown triple. 7-2 start here for Perry LeCompton. Girls won it wire to wire. Boys trying to make it a sweep here tonight to begin the season. Good start both ends of the floor. Here's a baseline drive at the rack. No good on a shot. Battling for the rebound. It was missed by Rex Furman. And now fighting underneath, and I think they're going to get Laird with the foul. Reaching in on the rebound attempt. And for 6'8", Isaac Laird, who's got the 2 points here for JCN, first foul in tonight's game. This Perry LeCompton team, again, a much different look than last season. They had a very good senior class. That was one game away from the state tournament. Good kick out to the right side for three. In and out on a triple by Krein, but an offensive rebound for Tucker. Another long three is buried by Graves. Long rebound to a second chance triple. And Graves has five. It's 10-2, Perry LeCompton. Matt Simmons loving the trap here right at midcourt. But Will Elias now dumping it down to Lair. Lost it in the left corner. Spinning at the free throw line to Rex Furman. Furman back up top, finally settling in. Chance Jenkins a three. It was short. Fighting for the rebound inside. Saved underneath. Perry LeCompton has it. Momentum on the side of the Cavs. Long pass up the floor. Here's Krein on the right wing. Hands it right there to Tucker. Back top of the key to Easton Graves. Graves has an assist, a three, and 5 points here in the first few minutes. Heat check left wing for Graves. Grazing that front rim, no good. Rebound JCN's Rex Furman. JCN into the front court, trailing 10-2 and nearly throwing it away. Good defense by Dayton Tucker. And we get two subs in for Jefferson County North. Dawson Lindsay onto the floor. And Chris Knoll checks back in as well. Rex Furman on the floor. Will Elias as well. Jenkins throws it in. Tried to set it up for a right corner three. Now Elias working into the corner with Furman. Furman cutting, firing, in and out on a fadeaway J from the left elbow. Perry LeCompton the rebound. 10-2, they lead it by 8. 4:20 to go in the opening quarter. Cavs going to reset. JCN in his own defense right now. Open, Krein in the corner for three. Front off the rim, no. Offensive rebound, and it's swatted away. Good defense underneath by JCN, but Caden Baker chasing it down. Hobiger, a three. This one not there. JCN finally pulls it away. Multiple chances there for the Cavs. They can't capitalize. But the Cavs out to an 8-point lead. 10-2 on the board. Halfway plus into this first period. Now the Cavs settle back in his own defense here. Here's Dawson Lindsay. Now Elias on the left wing. One dribble left. Now back to his right. Skips it here. It's Dawson Lindsay for a three. Missing. Fighting for the rebound. And Baker takes it away here. Caden Baker. Going to be a focal point for this Cavs lineup both ends of the floor. Slowing down the pace. Perry LeCompton going to work is Easton Graves. He's at the free throw line. A right side kick to Hobiger. Hobiger going between the legs, behind the back. Now he gets it left side to Krein, who goes around a screen and stops up top. Here's Graves on a touch. At the top of the circle, he is bumped and fouled. 3:14 to go first quarter, 10-2, Perry LeCompton. And the foul on JCN's Chris Knoll. Second team foul. Knoll picks up his first. Subs in for Perry LeCompton. See, Thomas Marcelino and also Caleb Confer. Two new players on the floor for Perry LeCompton. Here's Dayton Tucker in the corner, caused by eight. It's 10-2. As we're coming up on the final 3 minutes in the first quarter here tonight, it's the Cavs looking for a sweep to start the season. Girls led wire to wire earlier tonight, winning 52-36. Hobiger, a three in rhythm, and he buries it from the right wing. And a timeout on the floor. Third triple here in the first quarter for Perry LeCompton. A full timeout will follow suit. It's all Perry LeCompton here in the first quarter. 2:54 remaining, and they're out to a 13-2 lead. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What a start here in the first quarter for the Perry LeCompton boys. Three threes and three individual efforts on the outside shot. Tucker, Hobiger, and Graves have all hit from outside. And Perry LeCompton forcing JCN to burn a timeout here somewhat late into the first period, but a 13-2 start here for Perry LeCompton at home. Good crowd, and appreciate everyone hanging with us tonight. Season openers for both these teams on the hardwood. Here's Elias into the front court, out of the timeout. Zone defense right now for Perry LeCompton. Elias has it on the right wing. Triple threat. Up top it goes. This is Chance Jenkins. Back to Jenkins between the rings. They want that middle zone touch. Can't get it. Good rotations here by the cause, and now they deflect the pass. Taken away by Graves. He notices he doesn't have the numbers. He'll slow it up. Dayton Tucker steps into a left corner. Three in rhythm, and he buries it. Dayton Tucker off the assist from Easton Graves. And we get a stoppage of play, and I think a warning has been given to Perry LeCompton. Maybe words exchanged in some capacity here, but the cause have little extra pep in the step. That is their fourth triple in the first quarter. They lead 16-2. And still 2:20 to go in this opening period. Effective on both ends of the floor here. Matt Simmons got to be pleased with his team's effort here early. Now JCN nearly turning it over as the cause continue to press in the full court. Colby Krein, Caden Baker, and also checking in, Rollin Welch, a junior. So much like the girls' game with Perry LeCompton, Matt Simmons here in the boys' game, really rotating some bodies here in this first period. Getting a lot of guys involved. Here's Brody Van Dyke, little hop step in the lane. Now Elias, ball fake. Now a free throw line jumper up and in by Rex Furman. Desperately needed that. Furman and JCN at 16-4 Perry LeCompton. Now they get it up the floor to Confer, gets his first touch, and they reset it up top. Marcelino a triple. He got one to go. Thomas Marcelino open for business. Five first-quarter threes for Perry LeCompton. It's 19-4. Goodness me, the gym's on fire here at Perry tonight. JCN, they got to get a basket here. Right side, Elias. They're forcing him towards the corner. Kicks it back up top to Brody Van Dyke. Elias again. Lazy pass taken away on the backside by Confer. Two-on-one break. Left-handed layup, no in transition. Baker gets the rebound and cause with the second-chance opportunity here. Here's Confer into the corner, three ball, this time no. Backside rebound taken down by Welch, and a third opportunity here on this possession, and Matt Simmons burns a timeout before a turnover. It's going all Perry LeCompton's way here. They'll have a side out after the timeout. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, timeouts on KNZA. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. MJ, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We appreciate you dearly for chilling with us tonight. High school basketball is underway, and how about Perry LeCompton? They have five threes here in the first quarter. Dayton Tucker has hit two of them. Hobiger, Graves, and Marcelino each have a triple as well. And JCN, they got to find an answer on either side. They're down 19-4 with 1:09 left in this first period of play. And the cause with the side out, as Caden Baker will throw it in, dumps it into the backcourt to Colby Krein, who walks it across the midcourt line. Left side pass to Welch. Up top it goes. Confer, 6-foot senior, back to Welch. He won't hesitate. He'll fire. A little strong off the heel on a left wing three. And a JCN rebound there by Rex Furman. Here's Van Dyke into the front court. Gets it back to Jenkins, who thought about it. Now a Van Dyke three. Hits off the rim twice. Falls off. And a rebound for Perry LeCompton. Here's Welch. Head of steam. Long pass into the corner with Krein. Curls around the arc. Now backs it out between the legs with the dribble. Here's Welch up top. 34 seconds remaining in the quarter. An 11-second difference between the game shot or the game clock and the shot clock. Another three by Kron. That one deep. Long rebound there by Welch. He'll put it up, and he's fouled on the attempt. Our first free throws coming here tonight. Perry LeCompton will have them. 21 seconds remaining in the quarter, and they're dominating this quarter. It is 19-4. And the foul is on Isaac Laird. That is his second. Team foul number three. Rollin Welch will shoot these two free throws. And the first one spins out, no good. Two new players on the floor. Hobbiger's back in. Dayton Tucker checks back in as well. And you got Baker taking a seat alongside Marcelino. It's Perry LeCompton team. Fresh new look. But an energetic start here at home to begin the season. Second free throw by Welch. Off the heel and got it to go. Kind touch, as they would say. Rollin Welch, his first point of the season. And it's a 20-4 Perry LeCompton advantage. 21.5 seconds remaining in the frame. JCN, just get the final shot. Don't give the cause a chance to add to this big lead. And that one tipped near midcourt and chasing it down. We're down to 10 seconds. JCN still has it. Here's Elias with 7. Into the corner with Furman. Up top, this is Jenkins, a 3. Front rim, no. Rebound with 2 seconds. Here's a Hobbiger heave from full court. It's well short. And a dominant first quarter comes to an end as Perry LeCompton is in control. It is 20-4 cause after 8 minutes. Second quarter action in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What a start for Perry LeCompton in the boys' game. They're out to a 20-4 lead as we go to the second quarter. JCN trying to find some answers. They got to defend the outside shot. 5 triples in that first 8 minutes for Perry LeCompton, including 2 from Dayton Tucker. Here's another 3-point attempt off the inbounds here to start the quarter. This one not there for Perry. And a rebound for JCN. Here's Van Dyke into the front court. Missed him on the cut. Now Jenkins with the basketball, right to Van Dyke in the corner, who works it back to the top of the key. Cause extending this zone defense. Furman got a touch at the free throw line. He's bumped and fouled with his back to the basket. And our first foul of the second quarter, 25 seconds in. And on Perry LeCompton's Caleb Confer. JCN to throw it in, left side of their own backboard underneath. It is Furman. Up top to Van Dyke. Now Will Elias. Right side on the wing. Elias with a head fake. Gets to the free throw line. Hands it off to Van Dyke on a curl. Right side to Chris Knoll. Now shifting left. Jenkins spinning. Firing from 15 feet. Can't get it to go from the left wing. But a second chance here for JCN. And that one put up and in by Chris Knoll. JCN gets some stops. They're down 20-6. Knoll with his first basket of the season. Here's a nice transition play, and Crine wide open. It's a left corner 3-6 first half triples for Perry LeCompton, the first for Crine, and it's 23-6 cause. And now a steal at midcourt by Dayton Tucker. He'll go coast to coast, a little finesse with the right hand, and a timeout for Corey Knoll. He is visibly upset, and it is understandably so. 8 points for Dayton Tucker. It is 25-6, Perry LeCompton, and a timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here. Goodness me. Of course, we've got other action across our networks here tonight, whether it's Care Radio or some of our video channels, just some other girls' finals that we have for you to this point. Abilene is at Holton tonight, and in the girls' game, Abilene with the victory. That final 48-41. Our care broadcast, Riverside and Oskaloosa in the girls' game. A dandy is Oski, the Bears, taking it down 40-38. Of course, Perry LeCompton girls, 52-36 against JCN. How about Jackson Heights at Atchison County? Cobras, 65. Tigers, 6. And Troy also starting their season strong. They beat Valley Falls, 54-24. Some girls' finals from tonight's action. Out of the timeout, all the way to the rack, and a foul as Van Dyke got knocked to the floor. The foul on Hobiger. It'll be his first, and Van Dyke will go to the free throw line. Sophomore Brody Van Dyke, last season nearly 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. Head coach Corey Knoll says Van Dyke, as a sophomore, has very high potential to be a very quality player this season, still at a young age in year number 2. Van Dyke knocks in the first free throw. Who knows how many opportunities you're going to have at the line, and where JCN is right now, they need to take advantage. First point for Van Dyke. The righty delivers a 2-for-2 stint at the line. Perry LeCompton's lead is 25-8. 6:35 to go in the half. Here is Graves into the front court. JCN going man-to-man here out of the timeout. Left side on the wing to Easton Graves. Graves on the ball screen, working right, gets a little bit of a lane, little floater, left it a little bit too strong, fights for his own rebound, and he gets it out to Hobiger. Now Hobiger wants to go to work. Defended by Furman, got to the free throw line, and he is bumped and fouled. Reaction from Furman tells me that he does not believe that was a foul. So Furman picks up his first and team foul number 1 here in the quarter. 25-8, Perry LeCompton at 6:16 to go in the half. Perry LeCompton, they have knocked down 6 threes here in the first half, 5 in the first quarter. Here is Easton Graves with the basketball, working back to the top of the key, hands it off to Dayton Tucker, and an offensive foul is going to be called here on the perimeter. That is the first turnover of the game against Perry LeCompton. And the charge foul called against Easton Graves, and that is his first. And team foul number 3. Caden Baker checks back in for Perry. Also Rollin Welch. Right now JCN, they need some points, they need some stops. 25-8, they trail here still. 2 minutes only gone by in quarter number 2. Here is Dawson Lindsay, who's back into the game, over to Jenkins in the corner. Right back to Jenkins. He'll stagger up a 3. A little bit strong, but a good offensive rebound, and then a turnover by JCN. A steal there by Rollin Welch. Picked the pocket. 3 turnovers on the Chargers. Welch thought about it. Steps back now and fires a 3. Not this time. And Baker comes away with the offensive rebound. And head coach Corey Knoll just puts his head down. Second chance ops. Heavily in the favor of Perry here in this first half. Off the screen, here's Krein to the free throw line. He's knocked down and taken away. Turnover Perry. Into the front court, it's Dawson Lindsay. Hands it off to Van Dyke. A little finesse off the window. Brody Van Dyke, he's got 4. And it's 25-10. Perry LeCompton lead at 15 at 5:10 to go in the half. Rollin Welch, left wing touch off the screen. It's Krein. He'll fire. Not this time. Missing on a triple. Cause have gone cold a little bit from the outside. And here's JCN pushing. Van Dyke staggered into the lane. Missed with the left hand. Missed opportunity there. Rebound Perry LeCompton. Here's Dayton Tucker. Long pass into the front court. Krein Baker wide open. Oh, he's pinned on the glass. Rejection by Furman. And they're going to say out of bounds on the baseline. Rex Furman. A heavy pin on the glass on Baker's layup attempt. JCN earning that possession back with good defense. 25-10, though, they trail. Perry's been out in front with a heavy lead from the jump. It was 20-4 as we started this second quarter. It's 25-10 right now. Here's Elias stepping on the right elbow. Van Dyke now into the corner with Dawson Lindsay. Here's Van Dyke, head of the circle. Now hands it off just barely to his left to Elias, who works it back. Here's a beautiful free throw line jumper that's down for Chance Jenkins. Beautiful offense there for JCN. Jenkins the deuce from the free throw line, Jay, and it's 25-12. It's down to 13. Coming up on the halfway point here in quarter number two. Here's Welch, right side on the wing to Tucker. Casual with the dribbles, back to the head of the circle. JC in right now in a 2-3 zone. Deflected pass by Elias, nearly got a steal there, but given back to Welch here on the wing. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Causing to get up a shot, Tucker, Welch at the horn. Front rim no on a three, and picked off by Elias. And an inadvertent whistle again. We had issues in the girls' game with the shot clock. And that's going to stop play. I think Elias and JCN's a little bit upset with that because they had a chance with that long rebound to get out and transition and potentially have numbers. And that stoppage there is going to allow the cause to settle back in on the defensive end. Easton Graves going to sub in here during this stoppage, replacing Colby Krein. Well, Perry LeCompton's gone cold from the outside. They still have 6 threes in this first half, but 5 of them in the first quarter. They led it 20-4 after one. Right now their lead is 13 at 25-12. We're at 3:43 to go in the second. If JCN can chip it away a touch here in the final 3+. Elias left side. This is Lindsay. Back to Elias. Right back to Lindsay. One touch pass into the corner with Jenkins. Dribbles back to the left side wing. Now they reverse it to Van Dyke. Cause again, zone defense, up top to Jenkins, now staggered with the Elias stance in the left corner, up top to Van Dyke, 10 seconds on the shot clock here, there's a trap into the corner, pass to Van Dyke near midcourt, chasing it down, there's only 5 seconds on the shot clock, kicking out right, here's a 3 by Elias, it is short from the right wing, ball's on the turf, Van Dyke trying to dump it back to Elias, he can't save it out of bounds, jumps into the second row right in front of us. And ultimately, not an ideal possession there for the Chargers as they run down the shot clock and had to force something up. Confer back into the game here for Perry LeCompton. 3 minutes to go in this first half. Perry LeCompton 25, JCN 12. 2-3 zone right now for JCN. Both teams have played heavy zone here in this second quarter. Here's Dayton Tucker on the right wing, backing it out just a touch with Elias on the defensive side. Up top it goes, Easton Graves. And Perry's gone a little bit cold from the outside in the second quarter, but still have a 13-point lead. Good reversal. Hobbiger a 3, left it short. Oh, and now Caden Baker might get something extra here with this push on Brody Van Dyke. They were fighting towards it. There's a little bit of a shove there by Baker in it. Threw the JCN cheerleaders out of the way. Charger fans want an intentional, some showing even a T, and they will call an intentional foul. And that's a good call on Caden Baker. Unnecessary. A little bit of a shove there on Van Dyke. So an intentional foul is called on Caden Baker. Free throws on the other end here for JCN. And shooting the freebies will be Chance Jenkins, and then the Chargers will get a possession after the shots at the line here by Jenkins. His first, no good. Chargers 2-for-3 at the line here in the first half. Again, they're down 13. It's 25-12. Senior Chance Jenkins, second year as a starter, and he got that one to go. 3 points in the half for senior Chance Jenkins. 6 points, 3 rebounds a game a year ago. And 3 points in this first half in the season opener at Perry LeCompton tonight. 2:35 to go in the half. It is 25-13. It's down to 12. It was a 16-point lead at the end of the first quarter for the cause. JCN has shored some things up on the defensive side, but offensively they have just found nothing doing. Here's Elias. Now a fadeaway J. Missed everything from the right elbow. That was Chance Jenkins, and now a foul on the rebound attempt. If that's on Laird, that's going to be his third. And it is. So the tallest player for JCN at 6'8 is out and has to sit with 3 fouls. 2:20 remaining in the half. 25-13, Perry LeCompton. JCN settling back, 2-3 zone defense. Now they switch it up. It looks like they're going man-to-man now. Good give and go, little two-man game, and it's Caden Baker with the basket. Graves with the assist. That was beautifully played, and now a foul near midcourt. Cause very physical on the defensive side. And that will put JCN into the bonus. And Dayton Tucker picks up that foul, his first. And free throws coming up for junior Dawson Lindsay. Set to be a key contributor off the bench for Corey Knoll this season. And his first free throw off the heel and got a kind touch through it. First points of the season for Dawson Lindsay. 27-14, Perry LeCompton by 13. Second free throw well short and out of bounds underneath. It goes back to Perry. So a 1-for-2 trip there for Dawson Lindsay. Perry LeCompton's lead, a baker's dozen. At 2 minutes to go in the half, it is 27-14. Now JCN back in that 2-3. Baker in the middle of it, kicking left. Hobbiger a triple, not there, in and out. Baker threw four green jerseys in there to get the rebound. Here's Hobbiger, baseline left. Had it deflected out of bounds, looking in the far side corner for Tucker. Good active hands by JCN there. Colby Krein comes back in here for Perry as he replaces Dayton Tucker. Perry wants to talk this scenario over. Matt Simmons burns a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Minute 41 to go in the half. Cause 27 and the Chargers 14. You're listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball on the air here tonight. MSC Sports Radio Network, KNZA 103.9, MJ in studio, Brandon Tadman here. Perry LeCompton boys in control late in the second quarter. Out of the Matt Simmons timeout, 27-14, Perry LeCompton leading Jefferson County North. They have led it wire to wire. They led 20-4 at the end of the first quarter. They hit five threes in that first 8 minutes. They have certainly cooled down a little bit on the offensive end, but JCN struggling on the offensive side this entire first half, just trying to chip away. Here's Easton Graves off a down screen, halfway down and out on a three from the right wing. Baker, another heady play to grab an offensive rebound. Boy, offensive rebounds, crucial here for the cause. It's been killing JCN. Giving Perry all these second chance opportunities. Graves on a drive. Confer got it off the deflection, and he puts it up and in with the right hand. Caleb Confer, 6 foot senior, his first bucket of the season. 29-14, lead is 15 right now for Jefferson County North, and they nearly turn it over. You had two calls going after it, Hobbiger and Baker, but they collided with each other in front of head coach Matt Simmons. JC unfortunate not to turn it over there. 1:05 to go in the half, 29-14 our score. It's been all calls. Here's Van Dyke, top of the key. Now Lindsay. Elias now on the left wing. Sticks it through a double team. Nice move inside. Had it knocked away on a foul. Free throws coming up here for Rex Furman. Perry LeCompton foul against Hobbiger. His second. And team foul number 5. The bonus the rest of the way. Not much time. 52 seconds. But free throws coming for Rex Furman. 2 points in the half. His first free throw attempt of the season is a swish. And now he's got 3 in the game. Senior Rex Furman, now a 2-year starter, physical forward, nearly 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists last season for this Chargers team. His second is good as well. He goes 2-for-2. 4 points in the game for Rex Furman. It's 29-16, Perry LeCompton. 47 seconds left here in the half. Here's Tucker on the left wing, dribbling a bit. Back out to the head of the circle. Now going around the arc from left to right. Backs it up high right on the wing. Now to Easton Graves. 33 seconds to go. 15 on the shot clock. Dayton Tucker getting the call from Matt Simmons near midcourt. 9 seconds now on the shot clock. Here's Krein. Back to Graves. And all of a sudden, the shot clock is showing a lot more than 4 seconds. There was an issue there, but a missed shot. Rebound, JCN. 13 seconds left in the half. JCN down 13. Here's Elias, head of the circle. He's got 7 seconds. Now up top, here's Jenkins, down to four. Elias, a long three, short. Rebound, Perry. And that's going to take us to halftime. Perry LeCompton, a 20-4 first quarter lead. And after 16 minutes of game time, their lead is 13. Here at the half, and our halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Boys contest here on KNZA. Perry LeCompton, 29. Jefferson County North, 16. Halftime coverage after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys halftime here on KNZA. Perry LeCompton 29, Jefferson County North 16 here on KNZA. Thank you so much, MJ in studio. Brandon Tadman with you. Halftime again. And the coverage presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Boy, Perry LeCompton, flamethrowers in the first half, or really the first quarter more specifically. They jumped out to a 20-4 first quarter advantage. Thanks to 5 threes in the first 8 minutes, they finished with 6 triples in the first half, and they have led it from the jump. JCN actually outscored the Cause 12-9 in quarter number two, but a big-time deficit for the Chargers to come out of here after being down 20-4 in the first. Right now, JCN will try to ramp some things up. Defensively, they were much better in the second quarter, but both first and second quarters, JCN's offense, it has been tough sledding with this physical and active Perry LeCompton defense. So let's go to the first half numbers here. We start with Perry LeCompton. Dayton Tucker, 6'1 senior, leading the charge. He had 2 of the 6 threes and finished with 8 points in the first half. Easton Graves had 5. Caden Baker had 4. 3 points apiece from Krein, Hobiger, and Marcelino. 2 points as well from Caleb Confer. And 1 point from the line, that was Rollin Welch, who went 1 for 2 at the stripe. And that was actually Perry LeCompton's only trip to the free throw line in the first half. Perry LeCompton just 2 turnovers, 1 of 2 at the line. And as we just mentioned, knocking down 6 threes in the first 2 quarters. JCN in the first half, 4 points apiece from Brody Van Dyke and Rex Furman. They got 3 points in the first half from Chance Jenkins. 2 points apiece from Chris Knoll and Isaac Laird, and Laird, listed at 6'8", was active early but got saddled up. He left the second quarter with his third foul had to miss the last few minutes. And then Dawson Lindsay as well, 1-for-2 at the line, 1 point for the junior for JCN. 4 turnovers for the Chargers. They were 6 of 8 at the line, and they did not attempt, or I should say not attempt, they did not hit a three. They only took 3 threes in the first half, but 0-for-3 from downtown. Our stats here at halftime brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting. That is Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockaw. Get our boys' halftime score. Cause looking for the sweep. Perry girls victorious 52-36 earlier in the night. And the Perry boys leading JCN at halftime 29-16. A timeout on the floor. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years. And our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with TFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Whether you're buying your first home, selling your forever home, or finding the perfect piece of land, my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. We specialize in residential, land, and commercial properties. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. TFN Realty, knowledge, strategy, and results you can trust. We are your friend in real estate.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Boys halftime score here at Perry LeCompton tonight. It's been all cause. They lead Jefferson County North 29-16, and it was a massive first quarter offensively for the cause. 5 triples. And they finished with 6 threes in the first half. They led it 20-4 after the first 8 minutes. JCN, they battled, chipped away just a touch. They outscored the cause 12-9 in quarter number two. But down 13 is JCN as we get ready to start the second half here on KNZA. Cause again lead it 29-16, a final 60-second timeout. 60 seconds final timeout. And the second half coming your way again. Halftime here on KNZA, brought to you by Highland Community College. Second half coming your way next here on KNZA.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, the halftime show sponsor here on KNZA. Brandon Sadman and MJ with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, if you're just joining us, it's been all Perry LeCompton through six quarters. When you go back to the girls game earlier tonight, Lady Cause led wire to wire, defeating JCN 52-36. And the Perry boys picked up with a big pace, jumped out to a 20-4 first quarter lead, and head into this third quarter with a 29-16 advantage on their home floor against Jefferson County North. Dayton Tucker, 8 points to lead the way for Perry, 4 points apiece for Brody Van Dyke and Rex Furman, two top leading scorers for the Chargers as we get set to start quarter number three. And Friday nights here on KNZA, we will be at Troy. They're taking on Valley Falls tonight. Trojan girls, a big win to kick off their season tonight. And Troy and Valley Falls boys run a 2-point game at the half. We'll be there Friday when they take on Hiawatha. So here we go, second half of the boys' tilt. Now right to left is going JCN. They get a shot inside, rejected at the rack by Hobbiger. Couple emphatic rejections we've seen in this game, one on each side. So 10 seconds into the third, JCN resetting underneath. They go to Furman in the corner. Did not start the game, but he starts here in the third quarter. Here is Jenkins, thought about a three, looking for Furman inside, and reaching around is Baker. They're going to call him for the foul. So the foul on Caden Baker, his second. His first foul was an intentional foul. That one just a common foul. Jenkins, deep pass into the backcourt here for Van Dyke. Right side to Elias. Fresh shot clock here on this reset for JCN. Down 29-16. 2-3 zone defense right now here for Perry LeCompton. Not a lot of movements here on the perimeter. Now Furman, left elbow doubled. Right side to Elias on the wing. 10 seconds here on the shot clock. Van Dyke. Back up top to Jenkins. Now Elias. It's down to 5 seconds. Lazy pass. Tipped out of bounds. And JCN just not getting much movement here on the offensive end. Too much perimeter passing. And they're down to 4 seconds here on the shot clock. They'll throw it in near sideline. Van Dyke has it. Gets it to Elias. Over to Jenkins, who has to fire. Nearly got a deep three to go. Fighting for the rebound. Second chance. No good. A miss by Furman. And finally cleared away by Perry LeCompton's Easton Graves. Long pass up the floor to Krein. Hands it right back to Tucker. Inside to Baker. Good right side kick to Krein. A right corner three. Front rim high in the air. No. Backside rebound for JCN. Chargers pushing down 29-16. Here's a tough shot for Brody Van Dyke. And now fighting for the rebound. Should be a jump ball. And it will be. Good look inside by Van Dyke. Couldn't get it to go. And possession arrow going to give it back to Perry LeCompton. As still looking for our first points here in the third quarter, we've played a minute and 18 seconds. JCN backs off. They sit in a 2-3 zone. Into the front court from left to right, it's Easton Graves. He had a fast start, a couple of flashy assists, and then also had 5 points as well. Another Krein three from the same spot as last possession. This one a little bit stronger off the heel. And JCN now pushing once again. Good pass inside. Elias, but missing the layup is Chance Jenkins. Head coach Corey Knoll, hands to the knees. Couldn't believe it. Now a three for the cause is an air ball. And letting it go is JCN. Well, the offensive struggles have been there. And you get your easiest look with nobody around at the bucket. And you still come up short. That is a tough look. And now JCN turns it over, trying to speed up the pace. Here's Easton Graves, baseline drive, good kick. Hobbiger, right side on a long two, no good. Short-armed it. Here is Chris Nolan, transition, had to adjust in the air, and he missed the layup, but out of bounds, it's going to stay here with JCN, and again, head coach Corey Knoll just beside himself. The back-to-back missed bunnies here in the last minute. Well, Perry fans thought it was off JCN, and now the official comes in from the backside and changes the call. So the Cause do get the possession after the miss. Still scoreless here in the third. It's 29-16 Perry LeCompton, 5:44 to go in this period. Here is Graves working into the front court, left to right. Gets it back off a touch pass from Krein. They want Krein on the left wing, has to chase it down off a deflection. Graves again, back to Krein. He has no hesitation on that three, hits the rim twice, falls off no, and a rebound for JCN. Both teams ice cold, vanilla ice here in this first few minutes of quarter number three. Van Dyke will try to end that streak. He can't do so as he rattles out a three from the left wing. Now the cold streak continues for both teams. 3 minutes into this third quarter, still 29-16. There's a fake pass left, now a bounce pass right. Here's Graves, a triple, and that is Bottoms. Finally, someone scores in the quarter. Second three for Graves. Seventh triple tonight for Perry, and it's 32-16, a double up right now for the Cause. And now they get a steal and a takeaway. They get it up the floor quickly, reverse layup. Got it to go! What English! Colby Krein with the right hand, he's got five. 34-16, a 5-0 spurt here for Perry LeCompton in this third period. Now a pass at midcourt, taken away. Pass up the floor, it's Krein again, and it should be a goaltending, it is. Back-to-back buckets for Colby Krein. 36-16. It's ballooned up to 20 for Perry LeCompton. And a couple subs in. Perry LeCompton going to bring back Roland Welch. And JCN, they got to do something. They're going to call a timeout. So Full will follow suit. 4:27 to go, third quarter. Perry LeCompton 36. JCN 16. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
JCN timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. MJ, our studio producer, big shout out on that end of it tonight. Brandon Tabman here on location. Perry LeCompton High School, the Cause on a 7-0 run here to begin the third quarter. Now they have their largest lead of the game at 20. It is 36-16. Struggles on both ends of the floor continuing here for Jefferson County North. Perry LeCompton out of the break, showing a 2-2-1 full court press. JCN making some subs during that timeout. Dawson Lindsay is back in. He's got it here on the near side. Dribbles to the center circle, hands off to Elias, who scrambles into the front court. Here's Furman, a little pull up with the right hand, no good. It's a good look from the baseline, just couldn't get it to go, and Perry LeCompton another rebound. Trying to add to a 20-point advantage. Reversing the basketball left side. Here's Krein on a drive. He's caught in a double. Good reversal here into the right corner. Here's a right wing three, short. And fighting for it in the paint is Confer, and he battles away with it. And a whistle and a foul. Let's see who they get it on here. And it appears to go against JCN. And that one going to be called upon Rex Furman, his second. And the first team foul for JCN here in quarter number three. 3:52 to go in this third quarter. 36-16, the Perry LeCompton advantage. Graves at the head of the circle, staring down the top two of that JCN 2-3 zone. Here's Confer, a little dump down. It was a good thought, but out of bounds off the hands of Marcelino in a turnover. Marcelino runs over to Confer and gives him a tap and says, "My bad, should have had that one." JCN gets it back down 20. Here's Van Dyke. Two-on-two break. Lost underneath by Laird. trying to reach down for it. Two white jerseys hit the floor. It's corralled by Welch, and a jump ball is called. Good sportsmanship there by Elias, helping up Welch off the deck. It's going to stay here with Jefferson County North as Habiger checks back into the game. So throwing it in here, Dawson Lindsay gets it into Laird. Left elbow, long pass into the right corner, Van Dyke. Curls in the lane, fading away, off the heel strong. Rebound for Perry LeCompton. Three-on-three break. It's Habiger all the way to the lane. Scoop shot good, and one. Habiger, chance at the old-fashioned. Three-point play, 38-16, the Perry LeCompton lead. J.C. and foul on Will Elias, his first, and team foul number two. Two subs ready to check in for Matt Simmons and Perry LeCompton. First time tonight, we're going to see Jacob O'Trimble, 6'3 senior, also on the floor. Another first appearance, 6'1 sophomore Ethan Gomez. So a 38-16 lead for Perry LeCompton, 3:17 to go in the third. And after the substitutions here, Habiger at the line to try to cap off a three-point play. A wide stance, and his free throw rattles out. And a foul against Perry on the rebound attempt. And it's going against Jacob O'Trimble, who just checked into the game. Second team foul against the Cause here in the quarter. 3:17 left in this frame. It's been all Perry. 38-16, their lead is 22. Half-court press now here. Little hesitation dribble on the far side for Lindsay. Stops on a dime on the right wing. Back up top here to Elias. Chest pass left, Van Dyke on the wing. Back up top it goes to Lindsay, now right side to Elias. Man-to-man here for Perry LeCompton, switching it up in the paint. Little hesitation, a little right-hander is up and in for Rex Furman. Finally on the board, JCN here in quarter number three. Furman leading the Chargers with six, and it's 38-18. 2:40 to go in the frame. Here's a pass up top. Ethan Gomez had it knocked away on a steal by Elias. Heavy hands there. He wants to go. Spins in the lane, and he lost it and turned it over. He slaps the floor in frustration and now has to hustle back. Cause will slow it down here. 2:25 to go in the quarter. Now another pass towards the elbow tipped, but Habiger able to get it back. Left side of the floor, it's Welch. He's bumped on the wing and fouled by Furman. Team foul number three against the Chargers. Jenkins set to check back in here for JCN. Frustration looming large here for JCN. You can kind of see it with the body language around the sideline. They've just had nothing going their way here tonight. Still got some time, but they need to close out this final 2:15 of the third quarter very strong. Here's Habiger kicking left into the corner. Three ball on the way. This one good. It's Rollin Welch. He joins the party. He's got four, eight threes in the game for Perry LeCompton. It's 41-18. Here's a drive by Furman, reverse, missing with a little English on it, and the rebound pulled in by Perry. Here's Habiger, stepping in 2-1, no, fake, fire, crying a three, left it short from the right corner. Can't get his own rebound, it's going back to the Chargers. Thought Habiger was going to step into a triple. And gave up a good shot for a great shot, crying was open. Well, left it short and out of bounds. 41-18, the Perry LeCompton advantage. We're at 1:42 to go in this third quarter. At the free throw line, Furman turning, pumping, firing, short. Had a little bit of fade to it. And a rebound for Perry LeCompton's Ethan Gomez. Matt Simmons saying, let's slow it down a touch. We're under 90 seconds to go in this third quarter. 41-18, Perry LeCompton leading. Looking left, going right, crying again. He's not scared to fire. This one, no. And backside rebound for JCN's Rex Furman. Long pass up the floor, Van Dyke. Touch pass, it goes to Lindsay. Gets to the free throw line, bouncing it right to Jenkins. Up top to Furman. Now a touch for Lindsay. They dump it to the free throw line. Now Laird underneath, got a look. Shot, no, but he's fouled. O'Trimble will pick it up, his second. Off the bench here for the Cause. And Isaac Laird going to the line for two. Laird, again, expected to be a major factor for this JCN team, but he was saddled with three fouls in the first half. And and was pretty limited on his minutes. His first free throw is short, no good. Does have 2 points tonight. Elias back into the game for the Chargers. Van Dyke will get a breather. It was 20-4 Perry after one, 29-16 at the half. Right now it's 41-18. Laird able to cash the second free throw. Goes one for two. He's got three in the game. 41-19, Perry LeCompton with under a minute to go in the quarter. Left side on the wing, Welch a touch. Now a free throw line pass to Krein, right side on the wing to Gomez. His pass nearly sailed into the third row, but 5'10 Welch jumping it and saving it. Welch back on the left wing. JCN still rocking a 2-3 zone defense. Hoffinger at the elbow. Jumps, passing, right side it goes here to Krein. Krein backing out. 6 seconds here on the shot clock. He's trapped in the corner. Tried to dump it to Hoffinger. 2 seconds. He's got to put up a shot, and he's not going to get it off in time, although he buried it, fading away from 30 feet. It's not going to count. Turnover by Perry LeCompton. Matt Simmons barking at his team for about the final 5 seconds there. And they did not get the shot up before the violation. So JCN can hold for the final shot. 18 seconds to work with. Here is Lindsay in the corner. Skip pass right wing. It goes to Jenkins. Down to 11 seconds. Pass tipped here to the near side. It's Lindsay. Now Laird, they're looking for him underneath. It's taken away. 5 seconds here for Perry. Here's Hoffinger. Pass to Krein in the corner for three. Good! At the buzzer, Colby Krein. His second triple, make it 9 3-point shots made for Perry LeCompton, and their lead is 44-19 as we go to the fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor. Final 8 minutes coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service. R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's been all Perry LeCompton tonight and the cause in the boys' game, trying to put it away as we start the fourth quarter here on KNZA, 44-19, their lead over Jefferson County North. Cause in the girls' game tonight, victorious 52-36. Now good effort, Brody Van Dyke forcing a turnover against Perry LeCompton. They have not turned it over much tonight, just 4 turnovers by the cause, but that because of the defense on the perimeter by Brody Van Dyke for JCN. Just getting going in the final frame, 44-19, the Perry LeCompton lead. Here's Elias, Van Dyke, right side it goes, Jenkins, now Elias up top, spinning in the lane, right-hander with touch, got it to go. Will Elias, finally on the board, the senior, his first points tonight, makes it 44-21, Perry LeCompton. 2-3 zone once again, Baker a left side kick, back up top it goes, Easton Graves, gets through the top, passing to Baker inside, deflected out of bounds, good hands there by Furman, but the cause will keep. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 7:11 to go in the game. 44-21, the lead for Perry. Baker through traffic, he'll draw the foul, and he's going to shoot 2 free throws. Good inbounds play there for the cause, and they have a chance to add to this big lead. Rex Furman picks up the foul, his fourth. Caden Baker at the line, he's got 4 points tonight. These will be just the third and fourth Perry LeCompton free throw attempts tonight, and Baker knocks in the first. Chris Knoll back into the game here for JCN, replacing Rex Furman with the 4 fouls. Baker looking around, trying to settle in for free throw attempt number two. Good rotation, but he left it short. Laird the rebound for JCN. 55 seconds into this fourth quarter. 24-point Perry LeCompton lead. Here's Jenkins, Elias, right side of the floor to Chris Knoll. Now Laird trying to find a touch on the block and pass off target and out of bounds, and JCN turns it over. Once again, Perry LeCompton. 20-4 their lead after one, and they have not looked back. They outscored the Chargers 15-3 in the third. And quickly a 13-point halftime lead turned into a 25-point lead coming into this final quarter. Cause have it. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Right side, it's Tanner Wheat who is into the game. Now Confer, Laird with a block shot inside. He grabs the rebound, and now a steal and a layup good by Dayton Tucker. What a pickpocket there. Turnover by Laird, an easy deuce for Tucker. He's got 10. 47-21, Perry LeCompton. Into the front court here, it's Chris Knoll. Now Elias, a little jab step. Back to Knoll in the corner, left. Cause going man-to-man here. Fresh five coming in for Perry LeCompton on the next dead ball. Here is an off-balance three from the left wing. Laird, right spot, puts it up and in on the offensive glass. Isaac Laird, 5 points, and now a timeout going to be taken by Matt Simmons. And Perry LeCompton, it's a 30, wants to get the fresh five in there. 5:53 to go, we'll keep it right here. Well, dominance display tonight for this Perry LeCompton boys team from the outside. They hit 5 threes in the first quarter. They have 9 in the game total. They have 2 players in double figures. Dayton Tucker with 10. Colby Krein with 10 as well. They got 8 points from Easton Graves. Hobbiger and Baker each with 5. Welch with 4. Marcelino with 3. And Confer with 2. In the struggles offensively for JCN, Rex Furman, although he has 4 fouls, he leads the team with 6 points. 5 from Isaac Laird. They got 4 from Brody Van Dyke. Also got 3 from Jenkins, 2 from Elias, 2 from Knoll, and 1 from Lindsay. Out of the timeout, 5:53 left in this game. 47-23, Perry LeCompton. Go back to the girls' game and where we are in the boys' game. Perry LeCompton have not trailed at any point tonight. Pretty dominant display for the Big East over the Northeast Kansas League. Man-to-man defense here for JCN. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Plenty of time here for the cause. Just working some time. And Ozzie Erdley is into the game. So Matt Simmons has used everybody here tonight for Perry LeCompton as Ryland Freeman has also checked in. Krein with the basketball. Hobbiger also in there as well. Nice dump down. And Erdley lost it underneath but couldn't get the shot up before the shot clock violation. Second time here in the second half. Cause it lost it thanks to the shot clock violation. I'm going to shout out any team, any school that's rocking that shot clock. It is a tremendous addition to the high school basketball scene. 47-23, Perry LeCompton, just north of 5 minutes to go in the game. JCN trying not to turn it over, but they do. They throw it in the backcourt, and Jenkins can't chase it down before it crosses the midcourt line. Well, despite the struggles, JCN, they didn't turn it over much in the first half, but 9 turnovers here in the second half of the Chargers. 5:05 to go in the game. Perry LeCompton with it, leading 47-23. Krein off the screen, hands it off to Marcelino, and then hands it off to Hobbiger on the wing. Going a little bit of work here with the dribble, and a skip pass here to Erdley on the right wing. So all 12 on the roster here for Perry LeCompton has seen minutes here tonight. Krein a deep three, in and out, no, nearly got it to go. And fighting for the rebound and another second chance as it was Freeman who scrambled to keep it alive here for Perry LeCompton. Going to be an issue for JCN when watching the tape. Freeman inside, shot no, battle for the rebound taken down by Laird. And he's quickly tied up. Let's see if they call a foul. Officials huddled up. It's either a foul on Marcelino or it's going to be a jump ball. And it's going to be a jump ball, but it gives it to JCN on the possession arrow. 47-23, Perry LeCompton. 4:22 to go in the game. JCN working into the front court from right to left. Elias, right side to Lindsay. Now at the free throw line, Jenkins steps in, shot good, and the foul. Nice play by Chance Jenkins, who's got five and a chance for one more. And the foul on Thomas Marcelino, his first. Fresh five on the floor here for Perry. You got O'Trimble, you got Confer, you got Tanner Wheat, you got Ethan Gomez, and Rollin Welch. Good performance here tonight for Perry LeCompton. Free throw no, missed by Jenkins. Can't capitalize on the three-point play. So into the front court. Perry LeCompton, it's Welch. Between the leg dribble. Now left side on the wing, working back top of the key. It's Gomez. Picks up the dribble there and hands it off to Tanner Wheat. Under 4 minutes to go in the game, 47-25. JCN trailing by 22 here on the road. Cause trying to wrap up a sweep here tonight in the opener. Right side, it's Wheat. 5 seconds on the shot clock. He'll drive off balance, partially blocked. No, rebound for JCN's Chris Knoll. Here's Jenkins, far side, into the front court. Elias, nice chest pass here to Knoll. Got to the rack, couldn't finish. O'Trimble the rebound. Cause working into the front court, leading by 22 at 3:23 to go in the game. Here's a nice blow by a little right-hander. Got it to go. Nicely played. That is Rollin Welch, who's got six in the game and five of his 6 points here in the second half. 49-25. Elias got to the rim. He can't finish. Trying to get the steal. O'Trimble said no. Cause back into the front court from left to right, leading 49-25. O'Trimble, right side it goes to Wheat. Wheat, triple threat. Up top to Confer. Left side to O'Trimble on the wing. Man-to-man defense here by JCN. Back up top, Gomez. Right side of the floor. 12 seconds here on the shot clock here for the Cause. Back up top to Welch. Deep three, front rim no, and a rebound for JCN. 2:35 to go in the game. This is Chris Knoll, called for a travel. He saw a double team on the top of the key, tried to stop on a dime, but that pivot foot drug it just enough. Shane Johnson is checked in here for JCN. Dawson Lindsay on the floor. Callum Baker, a junior, so Corey Knoll kind of going deep into the bench as well as kind of calling off the dog, so to speak. 2.5 minutes left, 49-25, Perry LeCompton. And that one is taken away. Good defense by Chris Knoll, forcing a turnover. 2-on-1 break. He'll take it himself. He missed the shot, but he's fouled. Free throws coming up here for Chris Knoll. Well earned on the defensive end. And a chance at the line. The foul going to be on Confer, his second. And free throws here coming up. Chris Knoll, 2 points tonight. And his first is banked home. Banks open late night here at Perry LeCompton. 3 for Knoll. Chance for one more. One spin, one dribble. Release with the right hand. That one off to the right, no good. 1-for-2 trip, and Perry LeCompton the rebound. 2:15 left, 49-26 Cause. Hesitation here for Welch. Backing up on the right wing, looking for Trimble inside. Pass deflected and taken away by the Chargers. Turnover by Perry. 4 here in the quarter. And now that one going to be turned right back over. Perry's defense again causing issues here for JCN in the fourth quarter. 11 second half turnovers for Jefferson County North. 2 minutes to go in the game. Cause just running it out. Both teams going a little bit deep into the bench here in the final 2 minutes. Here's Welch, left corner, tees up a three. This one a little bit strong, fighting for the rebound. JCN comes up with it. Run in by Shane Johnson. Johnson left hand with the dribble. Steps in from the left wing. Now into the corner. Baseline drive. Baker to the rack for two. Nicely played. Johnson to Baker. And Callum Baker on the board with two. 49-28 Perry. Under 90 seconds to go in the game. Perry right back here at home on Friday night to take on Silver Lake. Here's a three. That's short right wing. Rebound for Perry. Second chance up. Left corner now. Confer tries. He left a three short. Left wing. Now JCN pushing. Here's Chris Knoll. 3-on-2 break. Kicks it left. Here's Riker Gigstad, who's checked in. He left a three short. Rebound for O'Trimble. And a minute to go. Caw's going to walk it into the front court here and a timeout for rotation. As the Caw's going to sub back in, Caden Baker and Ozzie Erdley. And back in for JCN as well. You get Knox Heston and Emmett Weiser. A couple of sophomores here. So Perry LeCompton's going to win it, and they're going to sweep JCN here tonight. Neither the girls nor boys trailed at any point in the two games. So an impressive start here for the cause tonight at home. Rollin Welch, casual into the front court, puts it on the dribble with pace. Now stops, hands it off on a dime to Erdley, who gets into the paint, throws up a shot from the free throw line, and it's rebounded by Baker. And they're going to say Baker, trying to get out of trouble, stepped on the baseline and a turnover. 45 seconds left. 49-28 Perry. Here's Baker into the front court. Gigstad, left side, Weiser. Back up top to Baker. Now on the right wing. Here is Gigstad. Good left side kick. Baker, nice ball fake. Another good ball fake. Now he kicks it to a wide open Gigstad for three, but it's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds, and that should do it. Perry LeCompton, 25 seconds. The shot clock is turned off. No reason for JCN to foul here. And walking it into the front court, Rollin Welch. Eight players score for Perry LeCompton tonight. Two in double figures, Tucker and Krein each with 10, Graves with 8. And the final 10 seconds are running off. And Perry LeCompton going to close out the sweep tonight here to kick off the basketball season. The girls win it 52-36. Boys final is official. 49-28. All Perry LeCompton in the boys game tonight. Our post game next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. A timeout. We'll get you some stats and close things out right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate post game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizen State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your communities. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. B Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good start to the basketball season for Perry LeCompton. They complete the sweep tonight at home against Jefferson County North. Boys finals, Caws 49, Chargers 28. Set to wrap things up here momentarily on KNZR. Post game brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Well, it was a very scorching hot start for Perry LeCompton out the gate. They hit five threes in the first quarter, and led the Chargers 20-4. They really did not look back at that point. The lead was 13 at the half, and they really put it away. Perry did in the third quarter. A 15-3 third quarter advantage. They led 44-19 going into that fourth period. Both teams in the final few minutes able to get some of the younger cats involved there late in the game. But Perry LeCompton, again, efficient with 9 total threes in the game. They had 8 turnovers, just 4 free throw attempts for the cause. They hit 2 of them. Dayton Tucker, Colby Kryan leading the way, 10 points apiece. Easton Graves finished with 8. 6 points from Rollin Welch. 5 points apiece, Houston Hobbiger, Caden Baker as well, and then 2 points from Caleb Confer for JCN. They got 6 points from Rex Furman. They got 5 apiece from Chance Jenkins and Isaac Laird. 4 points from Brody Van Dyke. They got 3 from Chris Knoll. 2 points apiece from Callum Baker and Will Elias. And then they got 1 point from Dawson Lindsay. Chargers unofficially 14 turnovers. They were 8-12 at the line, and they did not hit a 3 in this game tonight. So you just look at that stat, 3-point shooting, cause 9 threes made in the game. Jefferson County North did not make a 3 in the game tonight. Player of the game here on KNZA, it's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, again, stats-wise, it wasn't crazy outlandish for Perry LeCompton, but tell you what, with a whole new look coming in and without Ronnie Baker for more than likely the entire season, 5'8 senior Colby Kryan, he had a nice start to this game and an even better second half. He had 7 of his 10 in the second half. He was smart with the ball and just good on the floor. So I like Colby Kryan here, our player of the game. A couple of threes and 10 points leading the charge for this fresh new look, Perry LeCompton boys squad here, as they are underway in the 25-26 season. Again, our Colby Kryan, player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So again, a sweep for Perry LeCompton tonight. And now both teams setting their sights on game 2 coming your way on Friday. Perry LeCompton right back here at home. They open up big East League play against a top 10 ranked team in 3A in Silver Lake. Jefferson County North, they have a tough one as well. They have their first home game Friday night. They welcome in a very challenging non-league opponent as they welcome in Rock Creek to JCN on Friday night. That's going to wrap it up for us here on KNZA. We're off and running officially now for the high school basketball season. Our final scores, Perry LeCompton with the sweep. Girls final over JCN 52-36. Boys final in the cap 49-28. For MJR Studio Producer, I'm Brandon Tadman. Signing off from Perry LeCompton High School. Thanks for listening and drive home safe here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas